What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are doing a short and sweet podcast, feeling a little under the weather in the last 24 hours here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So we're still going to try and bring you some interesting, helpful information. And today we're actually taking a bit of a ride or a detour, if you will, into AI doomsdayer AI concepts. And if you know, and if you've listened to the show, I'm definitely not an AI doomsdayer. I still think AI is going to be one of the most impactful technologies ever to affect us for humanity ever. And I do still believe that, but it's getting harder and harder to ignore the fact that we're seeing all these departures from OpenAI. And that's what led me to record this episode today. We saw another recent departure from OpenAI from the AI safety portion of the business, which has prompted me to ask the question in today's title: are we ready for AGI? And it's getting to the point where it feels more and more like we might not be, according to the industry experts. So the news from today is about the recent departure of Miles Brundage, and he was OpenAI's senior advisor for AGI readiness. And Brundage announced his resignation in a blog post, dropping pretty much a bombshell on the community. And the statement definitely sent some waves again through the AI community. As part of his blog, he was quoted saying, "Neither OpenAI nor any other frontier lab is ready, and the world is not ready," Brundage wrote. And this is referring specifically to the development of AGI, artificial general intelligence. Brundage feels that the world, not even just OpenAI, but the world and all the other leaders in the industry, are also not aware. And Brundage's departure is just the tip of the iceberg. So we can take a look at the string of high-profile exits that we've seen from OpenAI just in recent months. And we've talked about a few of these on the show. The chief technology officer, Mira Murati; Ilya Sutskever, the co-founder and chief scientist; Jan Laiki, the co-founder of the Super Alignment team; John Shulman, the co-founder; Bob McGrew, the chief research officer; Barrett Zoff, the vice president of research. All of these departures have happened relatively recently, and it's kind of like a mass exodus from OpenAI. And it's particularly the people who are involved in AI safety research, which definitely raises some pretty concerning, serious questions about the direction of OpenAI, of course, but also the state of AI safety in general. Not only did these individuals who were in charge of OpenAI readiness and safety and research just depart from OpenAI, but apparently there's been an entire dismantling of the teams that they were leading up within OpenAI. In May of 2024, the company disbanded its Super Alignment team, which we also talked about. And this is the team that's dedicated to specifically addressing the existential risks posed by AI. And now, with Brundage's departure, we've learned that OpenAI is also going to be dissolving its AGI readiness team, the team that he was heading up. And the members of this crucial group are going to be kind of redistributed around the company to other departments, and the responsibilities are also going to be distributed. And this is continuing a trend of warnings that we're seeing from the inside of the AI world, the inside of these AI companies. And these departures are not happening in silence. Many of these former OpenAI employees have voiced serious concerns about the company's approach to AI safety and the broader implications for that field, citing these things as the reason that they stepped away and needed to leave. Brundage, for instance, warned that, quote unquote, "AI capabilities are improving very quickly and policymakers need to act more urgently." He also expressed worry about the near-term disruption that AI could cause to job markets. We've certainly talked a lot about job displacement, and I do believe that it is a good thing in a whole to automate and to reskill industrial sectors and industrial industries and all of that. But it needs to be done the right way, and it needs to be done with the understanding that there's going to be some pain of adoption and some discomfort for the economy and for the workers. And who knows how long that period of discomfort and pain is going to go on. Hopefully the shorter, the better, obviously, but I do believe that it's something that's going to have to be dealt with. And so these experts are mentioning this job displacement issue along with their other concerns and simultaneously pointing out the potential for AI to enable early retirement at a high standard of living in the coming years, which again changes the distribution of our economy entirely. If people are retiring more early and not working later into their life, again, something that philosophically I think is probably a good thing. But as far as economic impact, it's hard to say just how difficult that will be. John Likey, for not knowing the exact pronunciation, but upon his departure, he stated that, quote unquote, over the past years, safety culture and processes at OpenAI have taken a backseat to shiny products. And this is a sentiment that is echoing concerns raised by all the other departing executives as well about the prioritization of commercial interests and profit over safety considerations. And these issues at OpenAI are symptomatic of wider problems in the AI industry. A report commissioned by the U.S. State Department revealed that employees at various leading AI companies harbor significant concerns about the safety of their work and the incentives driving their leadership. Some of the more alarming findings from this report includes concerns about lax approaches to safety in the pursuit of building more powerful systems, insufficient containment measures for potential AGI, inadequate cybersecurity measures to prevent model exfiltration or models, you know, doing damage to existing systems, manipulation of AI evaluations to hide dangerous behaviors, which is a big, huge concerning one. So all of these are huge areas of concern for the people leaving these industries or walking away from these companies. And they're calling for much greater regulation and cooperation in light of these developments. There's a growing chorus of voices calling for increased international attention on AI safety and increased international collaboration on AI safety. Just recently in September of 2024, a group of AI pioneers, including three Turing Award winners, signed an open letter urging world governments to work together on AI regulation. And in this letter, they recommended a few different things. They recommended establishing government AI safety bodies, requiring developers to make AI safety pledges, creating independent research and tech checks on AI, and also fostering international cooperation and AI ethics. Okay, so as we scream into the end of this relatively short episode, it's pretty clear that the AI industry is at a critical juncture. The departures from OpenAI, the warnings from insiders paint a pretty concerning picture of an industry that's racing towards AGI without adequately preparing themselves, without the adequate safety places or safety measures in place. And this is highly concerning, I think. And the question now is, will we be able to circle together as a country, as planet, as policymakers and industry leaders? Will we be able to circle together, heed these warnings, and take the appropriate concrete steps to ensure that AI development proceeds responsibly? Or will the pursuit of progress and profit continue to overshadow these crucial safety considerations? And I think we have to very deliberately fight against that if we can, which is the main reason why I'm so pro all these open source tools. Meta is a huge leader in open sourcing a lot of the technology that we're seeing. The more that we can democratize access and make these available to more people, the more aware we can be of their capabilities, the security risks, and the measures that we're going to put in place to mitigate those risks. So as we continue to monitor these developments at OpenAI and other companies around AI safety and alignment and AI safety, one thing is for sure, the decisions made in the next months and years are going to have huge implications for the future of AI, but obviously the potential future for humanity as a whole. I think we're really living through a moment in history, and for better or worse, that's pretty intense and pretty powerful. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.